there are deadlines fast approaching, and interestingly enough, because the way the calendar falls this year, there are two extensions to the deadline to register to vote. The deadline actually falls on Saturday, which would normally roll it to the following Monday. However, Monday's a federal holiday. So the deadline to register to vote for the November election has gone to Tuesday, October 9th. So people have a little bit longer to take care of business this year.
And what does one have to do, and who are the people who need to sign up for the first time, or if they've moved, or any other things?
Well, what people need to understand is that, say you're a registered voter and you have moved. You may have gone down and changed your driver's license. You may have sent a change of address to the post office, but neither of those things will change your voter registration records. We do need you to contact us, and we must have a change in writing. So if there's a correction that needs to be made, so you're voting in the right precinct, that needs to be done by October 9th as well. You can take your voter certificate, flip it over on the back, make the change, and mail it to us. That's a change form. You can pick up a voter registration application at the library, the post office, the tax office, anywhere they're out in various places throughout the county. Fill it out, drop it in the mail. Those are postage paid. And as long as the postmark is before October 9th, that'll get your change done. Same thing for registering new. We need that application in to us. It needs to be a full-blown application. This also works for changes. You can go online to the Secretary of State's website and fill out an application. You do have to print it and either drop it by the office or mail it to us. But it's available there if you don't have access to any of the other locations. And if you call us soon enough, we'll try to get one in the mail to you if you just absolutely can't get one any other way.
Although we're pretty much at the Postal Service mercy on that.
Well, the postmark is the key as far as, you know, of course, if we can get it to you and you can get it back by that deadline, postmarked on that deadline, then it's timely. People who are unsure of what their status is can once again go to the Secretary of State's website, and there is a little button down at the bottom of the first page says, am I registered? And if you click on that, you go to a second page, and over to the left it says the same question. And if you'll fill in just a little bit of information, it has three different ways for you to search. You can actually pull up your active information if you enter the correct data. If you've moved and you put your new address in and you're registered at your old address, it won't give you anything. So you know you need to make a correction, or you know you're not registered. If you're registered in another county and you've moved here, now's the time to make that change. Take care of that. If you're a student and you're not going to be able to go home where you're registered to vote and you've not perhaps gotten the information or don't have a mail-in ballot available to you, as a student, you have the right to register to vote in your home county or in the county where you are a full-time student and you're residing there as a full-time student. So they have a little bit of an option there and need to make up their mind now.
Have I missed anything?
We do have two websites that people can go to for additional information. Of course, our local website, you can go to the county's website and go to my part of the county's website. Click on one of the two links there. One will take you to Brazos Votes, which has quite a bit of information and links to voter registration applications, as well as I believe there is a sample ballot out there, several other things. And then there's also a link to the Secretary of State's website from the county's website that will give them all of the information that's out there. And Secretary of State's website will actually even show you, if you're registered to vote, what your current precinct is, so then you'll have a better idea as to where to go when it's time to go vote.
And again, for those who have moved, Tuesday is the deadline to make those changes or to become newly registered, and gave the reminder again about the college students. And again, they have to be a full-time student to have the option whether they're going to vote here or in their home jurisdiction.
Absolutely. They have to be a full-time student with a location they are staying here in the county to be able to do that. And for those people who may have made a change or they didn't get an application when we did the mass mailing, that's a good indication that perhaps we have a problem with their record. If they don't fix the problem now, doesn't mean they can't vote. It means they'll have to go to their old precinct to vote, and they'll have to fill out the documentation to give us all the changes before they're allowed to vote. So it will lengthen that process. So it's really a good idea to just go ahead and take a few minutes and figure out whether you're up to date or not, and let's get you fixed before Election Day.